I'm Steve Scheer with Marcy Silman.
Steve, you've had babies, and you know that
I have not had them personally,
yeah,
but
I've grown up with them. And you know they like to imitate what they see and hear, right?
Yeah.
You played patty cake with your kids.
Yeah.
You clap your hands, baby claps a hand. Well, this is a behavior that parents and researchers have documented very well. But the question is, what inside a baby's brain actually makes that happen?
I love that question.
Yeah, and that's something that Andrew Meltzoff wanted to know. He's the co-director of the University of Washington Institute for Learning and Brain Science, iLabs, one of my favorite places in the world.
Yeah.
He and his colleagues at Temple University recruited 70 14-month-olds and their parents. And so what they did was strap one by one a special cap that measures brain movements onto each baby's head. And they monitored the brain activity while the baby watched the parent moving, playing, shaking something.
Wow.
And Meltzoff says by combining these new techniques in neuroscience with developmental psychology, the researchers were able to get a better idea of what's going on under that baby hood when they're looking. So he came in yesterday, and I was curious about why he wanted to research imitation.
Babies are the most imitative creature in the world, and before they have language, imitation is one of the chief mechanisms from absorbing information from the parents, the sibs, the early daycare providers, and the culture around them. And there's always been a big puzzle is what neural system supports imitative learning. It's a very dramatic and rapid form of learning in human beings. You know, parents look at their children and wonder, how did my child absorb information so quickly?
So essentially, you have the technology to find out if I, the mother, shake a rattle, what part of my baby's brain is soaking that in?
Exactly. We're now looking at the neurobiological basis of imitation. How is it that babies learn from culture so rapidly? And one of the things we discovered is an important basis for that is this a body schema or a picture of their own body that they have in their head that's encoded neurally. And that allows them at a fundamental level to tie themselves to you and recognize the similarity between self and other.
So if I lift my hand in my baby's brain, something specific that says hand lights up?
Right.
Or it doesn't
yes.
say hand. But.
Yes, right. It doesn't say hand, but there's neural signals that are in an area called the hand area in the human brain. And there are other neural signals that are triggered in the foot area of the human brain. And those are differentiable. And we're able to detect them with little sensors on the baby's head called an EEG cap.
I'm talking with Andrew Meltzoff of iLabs at the University of Washington, and he and colleagues at Temple University have just released new research about what happens in our brains when babies are taking in information, imitative information. Are these neural pathways in a baby the same as I have in my head? Do I have a hand area and a foot area?
You definitely have a hand area and foot area.
Wow.
And that is detectable in you, in adults, with several measurement systems with neuroscience. The trick was how to find out whether the babies had the same hand area and foot area and whether they were in similar places and showed the same sort of functional profile. And that's what the study was able to test.
So they do show that?
Yes, it's maybe a little bit more diffuse than adults, not quite as a punctate, but it appears that they do. There's a place in the brain that's the foot region that we know that if you provide direct tactile stimulation to the baby's foot or hand, that this area of their brain lights up. Wow. A different area for the foot than the hand. And the thing we wanted to test was whether we could detect that when the baby watched a simple hand or foot movement in someone else, not touching their body, but simply observing someone else.
So they did, right?
Yes, they did. And the drama is that there's nothing touching the baby's body. There's a cap on their head measuring brain waves. And then we have an adult press a button, essentially, the same button, either using their hand or their foot. And the baby doesn't know what we're measuring, but they look wide-eyed as the adult touches this object with their foot repeatedly, and the little brain area that connected to the foot area of the baby's brain lights up and we can detect activity there.
Well, you mentioned, Andrew, that you have thought about babies' imitative behavior for years now.
Yes.
At this point. This is the basis of your body of research with your wife, Patricia Kuhl. What does having this actual neurological information do for the work the furthering of your research?
Right. Well, we have always been curious about what the brain basis for imitation is. And on a more practical level, we've been wondering why it is that the babies get so much joy when the mother plays patty cake with them or uses a cell phone in front of them and swipes it with her hand. And we've noticed in everyday life that the babies pick up these activities. If you clap your hands in front of your 14-month-old, of course, they will clap their hands back. And scientists are wondering, how does the baby know what body part to use? How do they know to clap their hands rather than touch their stomach or rather than put their hand on their head? And this new scientific research shows that when they see you play patty cake games, their little hand area is lighting up, and it's as if they're attached with an invisible bungee cord, your hand to their hand area, your foot to their foot. And that helps explain some issues of attachment and bonding and connectedness that mothers and children feel.
So a question I have is, how young can you actually test whether those parts of the brain are formed? For example, would a three-month-old have the same kind of brain lighting up, same brain areas lighting up as the 13-month-old?
Right. That's a terrific question, and that's a question we're interested in pursuing, is the roots of this. You may know that I've previously published work on actually newborn imitation, that when you put out your tongue in front of a newborn baby, they will look at you and put out your tongue, their tongue, and when you open and close your lips, they will look at you and open and close their mouth. And so we have known from some time that there is this body-to-body mapping, that a baby is born social, born able to make connections to others. And now we're looking at the neuroscience of that. So it's an empirical question we'll have to explore about how early on we will be able to find this body mapping. But we believe we'll be able to find it quite early, and we believe that that's what connects mothers and their children.
One of the reasons I ask is that over the times that I've come down to talk to you or Pat, we've talked about the formation of neural pathways and when that happens and the sort of rapid formation very early on and when it all tapers off. But if these areas of your brain are lighting up at a very early age, that would indicate, right, that neural pathways are connecting much earlier than I, the layperson, ever thought they would.
That's right. These neural areas are connecting self and other early, but that does not mean that the baby is completely wired up. Clearly, we know that experience plays a huge role in neural development in young children. And say they look out in the world and see that you as a parent use your spoon to eat, and in another culture, they might use chopsticks to eat. And when we greet somebody, we may shake their hand, so you're supposed to put out your hand. In another culture, you're supposed to double bus and touch them on either cheek or rub noses. And so little children in the culture, if you watch 2, 3, and 4-year-olds greet grandparents, they will use the greeting routine that's particular to their culture, using their nose or using their hands. So we've always wondered, how can they look out in culture and know what to do? That experience in turn sculpts and shapes their brain and changes their neural pathways based on the cultural experience. So we don't for a moment think that this study with 14-month-olds shows that the baby is all wired up. What it does show is that there's some basic connection between self and other. And I'm delighted that it's a connection at the level of the body. The baby can recognize the similarity between self and other. And I think that's one of the most fundamental things for getting learning off the ground. The baby looks at you and sees themselves. They look at you and say, there's something like me. And that fundamental ability to recognize something out there as like me is the foundation, we think, for the rest of social, emotional, and cognitive development. It gets it off the ground, but it by no means indicates that the baby is a college student or an elementary school student. There is a lot to learn, but how else could learning take place other than this fundamental connection between the baby and their parents, which at first happens at the level of the body?
That's Andrew Meltzoff, co-director of the UW's Institute for Learning and Brain Science. He and colleagues from Temple University just released new research about why babies learn through imitation. The study was published yesterday afternoon by PLOS ONE. It's The Record.